This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I would not take the job because I would want my colleagues next to me, because I feel colleagues are people where you can grow. I mean, it would stimulate your mind to like be a better person. And I do need people to refer to if I'm wrong or so, rather than just an email base kind of thing.
Caroline and Uma with you on the all-new evening edition with this question. How would you feel if you could go to work but never have to see a single colleague in person ever again? Don't wanna be. I mean, you're already trying to get rid of me, Caroline, so the least I can do is sing along.
Okay, so what would happen, right, if your work week were, I suppose, entirely devoid of other people? And, you know, actually studies are looking at that, because things have gone so far that we might not even notice. So studies show in the US that the number of telecommuters rose 115% between, say, 2005 and 2017. There was a Gallup poll done last year, says that 43% of 15,000 Americans say that they spend at least some of their time working remotely. So here's the thing, though. Our drift towards working alone could have a significant impact on our physical and mental health, you know, the way our companies are run, even, you know, the way our cities are shaped. So they're looking very seriously into this, and it's not really surprising, right? Certainly something to consider as we avail ourselves of all the technology today. I mean, it's more convenient, it's efficient.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because technology. And here's the thing, you may not necessarily have to see people face to face, but I think we're only about maybe 5 years away. I'm just pulling
5 years away from what?
No, wait, listen. I'm just making that number up. It may be longer, but at the rate technology is developing, I'm thinking with augmented reality and virtual reality, you could step into a room in your house and you could be surrounded by your colleagues.
Absolutely. I mean, you can.
There'll be holograms of you, Caroline.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't know whether or not that's going to be very attractive. But okay, so, you know, experts are saying it's going to be challenging when it comes to building a camaraderie, right? When you're not physically there, you're not sharing meals together with your colleagues. You know, you may lack structure. It's going to be hard to stay organized. It's going to be difficult to build any sort of sense of collaborative team effort.
Okay, so let me say this, which is interesting. I was in California last year.
Yeah.
And I was in San Francisco, and I visited some tech startups. And it's really interesting because these are tech companies at the cutting edge of technology. Right? Mm. They're doing everything with like apps and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And yet, they still practice some very old-fashioned team-building things. At lunch, like one of the tech startups I went to, at lunch, the company provides lunch. Everyone stops work at a certain time.
Right.
There's a caterer that comes in, and all, like, 30 employees sit down and
have
eat
lunch together. I don't know about this.
It's
like those new age companies where everybody has to go for yoga in the morning or something.
You know, so cynical.
Let us drink smoothies and get on with our work.
No, it was
spinach, Uma?
I joined them for lunch, and it was a really nice,
I'm
atmosphere.
Sure. Yes.
Everyone was kind of talking. The teams that don't necessarily co-mingle were you know, they were sharing food and drink.
No, I get that. So I suppose it's like the mini team building thing that you're trying to achieve there.
But every day.
But every day, and just make it part of the culture, which I think is important. I do think that it would be very, very difficult not seeing your face every day, for example. I mean, that's what I live for.
But you know why I bring it up, right? I mean, I bring it up because I know the boss is listening and I'm trying to get free food every day. Life, that's all.
That's also good. I'll vouch for that.
Yes. So to help us figure out if this hermit approach to work life can actually work, we have on the line Dr. Chua Suk Neng, a clinical psychologist and founder of Relate Malaysia. Suk Neng, it's always great to have you on the evening edition. So what do you think? A no-human workplace sounds like another evolution in work culture for the sake of either high productivity or saving costs. But do we gain or lose more if we're taking out this social element from work?
I think if you consider that humans have three basic psychological needs, one of which is a social connection, then I think that ultimately taking out the social element from work will be detrimental.
Right, but detrimental in what sort of way?
So, when we feel disconnected from people, it's been shown that our motivation goes down, our well-being goes down, and we also know that there's a social facilitation effect. We know, like, for example, if you ever ran in a marathon or cycle, when you're surrounded by other cyclists or runners, you tend to do better. So it seems that it's motivational naturally for humans when we have other people around or when we feel connected to others.
Right. And would you say that this is also person dependent? Like if you were, for example, an introvert, you might embrace the idea of a human-free workplace.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but it's very difficult unless we start to, like every employee gets a personality test, right? But even then, even when you think about introverts, it's not that they don't like people, it's that sometimes too much social interaction is tiring. But they do like maybe limited amounts of interaction, particularly with people they enjoy or they're close to. So I think it may be person-dependent, yes, a little bit, but also maybe work-dependent, you know, depending on your job scope. Unfortunately, I think a lot of when we think human-free workplace, if it's a 100% human-free or is it 0%, you know, or is it 50-50? And I think if it's 0% human-free workplace, that's probably not that great in the long run.
Right. Because, yeah, you know, we assume that flexible hours and working remotely is the dream, particularly for the modern office. But
right.
You know, there are surveys which show
that we prefer to be desk-bound and in an office.
Yeah, I think people who prefer that, one of the things why they prefer that is that it's more 9-to-5, you know, it's got the 6 hours. And so once you start going remote, your work days can actually go pretty long, right, because it's so unstructured. So I think for some people who like that more structured work days, that's probably not going to be their preference. I also think that if you could take the view from the company who just goes, look, this is going to be a cost-saving step for us. We don't need to pay rent. We don't need to pay everything. But they need to put in place how to maintain connections between people, right? How do you set up meetings? How do you facilitate group work and the camaraderie between colleagues? So it's not just about, okay, everybody go home and, you know, do your own thing. How do you even maintain motivation, right? We know that sometimes when you're stuck at work, talking to your colleague can unstuck you, right? So if your company, I think, moves in that direction, there needs to be an initial costly investment into ensuring that this is going to be the best fit for your company and that you can continue with it.
Okay, so before we let you go, Sukhning, do you think that going human-free at the workplace is going to eventually turn us into emotionally unintelligent little monsters?
Probably. I hate to say that because I really enjoy remote working and working online. I enjoy having my own time, but even I realize that it's not necessarily good for me. I have to go back to the office and I have to surround myself with colleagues and even have that informal interaction.
Thank you so much, Sukhning. That was Dr. Chua Sukhning, a clinical psychologist and founder of Relate Malaysia, an online platform for locals to seek affordable therapy.
So you have it. So expert opinion says, you know, you should stay close to me so that we can maintain sanity somewhat.
Unfortunately, we are already unintelligent little monsters, Caroline. I don't think we can save that anymore. We want to know your thoughts. What do you think about a human-free office? We want to hear about your nasty workplace stories.
But would that be a dream come true for you, right?
It might be. I mean, if you're an introvert, it could be ideal. Call us on 03-77-109-000. WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. Our lines are open. We've got more music coming your way on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.